My brothers and sisters in Christ, so that's today. When we fast. The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. Then they will fast. And so today is a day that we recognize as a fast day, and as well as abstaining from meat. So if we can do that in honor of our Lord and out of thankfulness to him, a great gift to him, as long as it's done with a contrite and humbled heart. So important to remember that, because God isn't pleased with any sacrifice. Should I offer burnt offering, he would not accept it. So any sacrifice that we make to God is not going to be fruitful unless it's done with a humble and contrite heart. And we have reason to have a humble and contrite heart. There's multiple reasons for us to have a humble and contrite heart. On the grand scale, it's of course because we can't see Jesus with our eyes. We can't be next to him just like the disciples of Jesus. And so that's one reason that we can humble ourselves. We aren't yet rejoicing fully because we haven't experienced him fully. That's one reason we can have today. Another reason why we can fast and turn our hearts to God is because we haven't yet completely given up our sins, or because of the sins that we've had in the past. We can make reparation for those sins. So it's another good reason to fast. Another thing that Isaiah brings up, another good reason to fast. Here's the manner of fasting. I wish that you would release those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting the oppressed free, sharing your bread with the hungry. So in any way that we can to release those bound unjustly, that can include anybody who's that we're holding a grudge against, by the way. Well, that's hard work. If somebody's done something wrong to me, to be able to release them and say, God, you take care of them, to forgive them. Fasting helps all of this. Fasting done in unison with this almsgiving creates a powerful Christian life, and our ability to pray more sincerely. Notice that God will not reject anybody who has a heart that's humble and a heart that is truly sorry. And so let's focus on our Lord. We can't see him. Let's look for him. Let's long to be with him. Let us recognize that he is suffering, and those who are poor, and especially as we pray the stations tonight, I hope you can all come to walk with our Lord, stay close to him, because he will help us in the midst of our fasting, in the midst of our self-denial, our almsgiving, our prayers. He will draw close to us as he does at this and every Mass, as you know. He comes to us to feed us with himself, humble and poor, in the Holy Eucharist.